Welcome back to This Working Droid. I'm your host, as always, Headphones Neil, bringing you episode number 126, Google My Business. So I hope you all had as much time off or fun time off as I did on my vacation, but now that I'm back, I did come back a little bit earlier, but I thought I'd continue the release cycle of the show on Monday to keep it all nice and even. So with that, I actually wanted to cover a new feature from Google that they released last week that called Google My Business. So what this aims to do is, let's say you started your own business, your own hobby, a new volunteer organization, or just something in general where you want a landing page to be able to promote whatever you're doing or whatever business you're running, but you don't necessarily have the budget to host your own website, but you want people to be able to find you properly and get directions and all that good stuff. So Google My Business will help you set up your own Google Plus page for your basically for your brand or business. And once you fill in all the basic information, so you'll have your company name, address, phone number, email, all that stuff, you'll now have an official listing for your company on Google. By including your address, you'll also have your company's address listed on Google Maps, so it's easier for people to find you and call you if there's a phone number for them to reach you and all that good stuff. So that's the contact information side of it, but there are other features as well that they can help you out with. So basically, let's say you're setting up an event and you want to promote it and you want people to come out and check out that event, then you can set up your own event as well. So and you can create a public event as well. So the way Google Plus does it is all events will get their own landing page. So you can basically share a link to that event, let's say on Google Plus itself, via email, Twitter, Facebook, text message, whatever you want. You can promote that event and then also keep track of people of who's coming, not coming, maybe coming, that sort of thing as well. And then you can share photos as well. So let's say you're selling a product or you wanted to share the pictures from that event, then you can do that as well. Now you can use the Google Plus page that you set up as your website. Once you're eligible, you'll be able to set up a custom URL as well. So let's say it's your page is for something called product XYZ3, then eventually you should be able to set up a custom URL for project XYZ3 and promote it that way as well. That way it's easier for people to remember. Or if you want to set up a short URL with bit.ly or tiny URL, you can do that as well. But the page can also serve as the promotion side to your website. So let's say your business or whatever organization you're running has now grown beyond a basic page like that. You don't have to do much beyond that. You can leave it intact, so that becomes your official Google or place on Google to find upcoming events, and then you can transition it from being your website to being, let's say, your blog or what's new section or something along those lines. So anytime someone wants to see what's going on, as long as you continually post to that page, people can see what's going on. The beauty of setting up Google My Business, though, is that you can also get page and post statistics. So as people visit your page, you can see basically on a daily or weekly, however you want to look at it, how many visitors you're getting, how many people are viewing your posts. So you can see that kind of engagement that you're getting. So if people like, let's say, one picture you took versus another, you can see that. Or if there were more people in attendance at one event versus another, you can see all of that good stuff. So you can check it out at google.com/mybusiness and get started. Setting up your Google account is, of course, free. It's basically the whole thing that I explained is a free service to set up to get yourself a searchable and official place on Google. That way, if someone else comes up with something similar, then you can help yourself differentiate. Or let's say you find that your website isn't getting as much traction as you want, doing it this way can provide that extra push that you may need. This isn't going to guarantee that you'll be at the top, but it'll definitely help you get there and help establish your official presence for whatever you want to promote. And a side benefit of this, though, is that there's also an Android app available. As of recording this particular episode, I did not see an iOS or Windows Phone version, so maybe at least the iOS version is coming soon. But on the Android version, you can do basically the same thing as the desktop version, in that you can help yourself create posts, share pictures, view statistics, and all of that good stuff. As you'll kind of see in the screenshots, it's kind of the basic setup part, but you get the statistics part of it as well. So while you're on the go, if you want to see how certain posts are doing, you can keep track of that as well, and share posts as well. So if something related to your business comes up, you happen to catch a snapshot, or you saw someone promoting your product because they bought your t-shirt or something, let's say, then you can do that as well. But in any case, let's say you now want to build yourself a computer because you realize that the one you have may be a little outdated, or you want to have something a little bit more up to date, then be sure to visit our friends over at Puget Systems. They'll help you set up your own computer, whether it's something as simple and basic to do, checking your email, word processing, setting up your brand page, all of that stuff, or something as high-end as editing photos, doing video editing, playing video games. They'll help you out with all of that. They have great systems, great rates, great customer service, all of that good stuff. So be sure to visit geek-io.com/PUGET to get started and help show your support for this working droid and the Geek.io network of shows. That's geek-io.com/PUGET. We thank them for their support, and we hope you show them your support as well. But that is all for this particular episode of This Working Droid. If you want to get in touch with me, you can always email me at headphonesneil@yahoo.com. You can leave me a voicemail at 714-451-6574. And you can find me on Twitter at PatelN01, where you can get all of my latest updates and interact with me there as well. Of course, you can find this show and more shows on the Geek.io network at geek-io.com. But that is all for this particular episode. Thanks for tuning in, and until next time.